Now, if you have a room full of Jews, you're allowed to look at them, you're allowed to listen to them, but what are you not allowed to do? Count them. We learned that in this morning's parsha. You're not allowed to count people. So, for example, in the morning minyan, when people come in, according to our tradition, you're not allowed to go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, we need one more. So what do? Let's ask the head of our minyan, Ralph Resnick. What do you do in the morning to count people in the minyan?
You take a pasuk that has 10 words in it.
For example,
Hoshia et amecha, uvarech et nachlatecha, ureim v'naseim ad olam. And you assign one word to each person.
And that's how you count them. And so if you stand next to Ralph, as I do often in the minyan, I hear him going, Hoshia et amecha. Now, why are you not allowed to count people? There are lots of explanations. One of the beautiful explanations is that since each individual is a world, is infinite, to assign a number to them is dehumanizing. And you don't assign numbers to people because people aren't numbers, which is a very lovely explanation, but I want to give you a different one. This explanation and this answer comes to me, I don't know if he originated it, but it's very possible, comes to me from Rabbi Jonathan Sacks, the chief rabbi of England, who is a theologian and a biblical commentator, and he says that one of the reasons he thinks you're not allowed to count the Jewish people has to do with the way that you do count them. If you wish to count Jews in the Bible, how do you do it? As you do it this morning in Ki Tisa, through a census. God says you may not count the people, but you may count a half shekel. Every person, rich or poor, gives a half shekel to the temple. Then you count up the half shekels and you know how many people there are. Now, at first this seems a little absurd. I mean, obviously you have to raise money. This is a good way to tax people. But why is it that it's okay to count what people give and it's not okay to count the people? So Rabbi Sacks says the following. He says, you know, to count Jews is a very discouraging thing. We are, after all, something like 0.05% of the population of the world. We don't even come close to being 1%. We are maybe 15 million in a world of, what, 6, 7 billion? I don't even know what the latest count is. We're around 5 million in a country now of 350 or 400 million. So he says, when you start to count Jews by numbers, it can be dispiriting, you can get dejected, you can worry for the future of the Jewish people, but when you count Jews by contribution, you get a very different idea. So he says, to count the half shekel is counting Jews by their contributions. He says, when you look at what Jews have done in politics, in medicine, in philosophy, in music, in literature, in business, in every field, when you count them by their contribution, then Jews are very formidable. So what God is saying to the Jewish people is don't count numbers, count contribution. If you give, then all of a sudden you realize what Jews can do is enormous and amazing. But if you just count numbers, you'll think, well, we'll never do any, we'll be a puff in this world, right? We'll be a little breeze and no one will notice us. But once you look at the contributions of the Jewish people, not only today, but throughout history, from the time of the Bible on, you recognize that the half shekel that we have given to the world has been consistent and powerful and important. So all of us have a responsibility to be counted, but to be counted by what it is that we give and what it is that we contribute, and we learn that from our Torah portion this morning. Let's invite everybody.